Hey friend, welcome to the Functional Eating Therapist Show. In this episode, I am joined by a former participant in one of my coaching programs, The Emotional Eating Revolution. Whitney had such amazing results, and I wanted you to hear firsthand what it's like to work with me. So let's get started, shall we? Welcome to The Emotional Eating Therapist Show. I'm your host, Sabrina Rogers, licensed mental health counselor, intuitive eating and body image expert, and recovering perfectionist. After healing my own disordered eating and body image issues, I'm helping women let go the guilt and shame around eating, feel at peace around food, and befriend the image they see in the mirror. In this podcast, we chat about all things food, body, and mental health so that you can stop dieting, let go of perfectionism, and finally feel confident in all areas of your life. If you want to connect with me on social media, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Sabrina Rogers, LMHC. And if you enjoy listening to this podcast, please leave a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening. This helps other women find and learn about the podcast so they too can change their relationship with food and body. Let's get ready to stay off the diet roller coaster and live healthily ever after. Some background on Whitney before we hear from her. I've known Whitney for several years, as she used to work with my husband. Through working with her, we've gotten to know each other really well and have become friends. The transformation I got to witness in Whitney was mind-blowing. Not only was she able to completely transform her relationship with food, she also gained so much confidence that her whole life began to change. The way we do one thing is the way we do most things. And when we change an aspect of our lives, we tend to see ripple effects in all areas of our lives. Now let's hear from Whitney about those ripple effects for her.
Oh, Whitney, I am so excited to have this conversation with you. I am just over the moon at our time working together, and I wanted you to be able to share this with other people because I think your story is something that people really relate to, but that people don't necessarily talk about.
Yes. So I'll be honest, at first I had some reservations, obviously, because in my head, how could emotions cause me to eat? Like, how could my emotions, which I'm a grown up, I know logically, I'm sure everyone else does too. But until you take the time to sit down and actually like give yourself the chance to realize like, oh, hey, that rings with me. So does that. And then, you know, it's not such a, oh my gosh, this doesn't apply to me anymore. Like, oh my gosh, how could I have not known? I don't know.
What do you mean by that? Like, how could I have not known?
Like, as an adult, I know sometimes the things that I choose willingly to put in my body are not, and society wise, deemed healthy. But at that time, at that moment, it is what I wanted. It's what I needed. And for a while it worked. And then it didn't work anymore. And then it makes you feel good for a moment. And then the guilt sets in. And as an adult, as a woman, like I know what I'm doing. And like, I felt like, and I'm not going to shit on myself, but I, as an adult, felt like I could have realized I would have done that if I wouldn't have taken the chance and done this. Because when it was approached to me, I'm like, how was my emotions? Now I learned a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So before we dive into that, so for those of you that don't know Whitney or myself, Whitney and I know each other in real life. And I offered her the opportunity to work with me, knowing that you've got a wedding coming up and that you just were kind of sad and miserable in a lot of ways. And I really wanted, because I could see the potential there, and I really wanted to be able to pull that out of you. But why did you want to work with me? Like, that's why I wanted to work with you. But why did you want to work with me?
Because one, your voice is so soothing. And if anyone who hasn't listened to the podcast, do it. Like, I literally was anxious going into, I had like 5 interviews today with obviously strangers. And it just, I don't know, there's something about you that just puts me at ease. So that was like the first reason. And B, made it very clear that it would be a very wasted opportunity if I didn't. And I, like I said, I was like, okay, I don't know how my okay is the best decision that I made.
Why do you say that? Like, what did you get out of it? We've kind of talked about like, okay, I've already got this insight as to my emotions are tied to my eating. When I recognized my emotions, it changed how I ate, sort of. But what else did you see from this?
Okay, so I'll be honest. When I first went into this, I was like, okay, well, I guess I can afford to lose some weight before, because I'm getting married in October. And about 2 or 3 lessons in, it just wasn't about that anymore. I could have cared less if I lost weight, which I have. Like, I am wearing a dress, which would have never happened. I could take my overshirt off right now and I would be like, look at me. That would have never happened.
And I just want to pause for a minute, because it's not, the intention was not to lose weight. Like, maybe no. There was like, ooh, maybe I'll do that. But it sounds like, yay, I'm losing weight, but not like I have to lose weight. It's this.
Yes.
It's more of like what you've gained in confidence of, regardless exactly. of if you lost weight or not,
yeah.
you would never have worn something that exposed your shoulders.
Nope, never. I would not have worn anything on my arms. I would have suffered in the summer. I'm wearing a overshirt because I am at my place of business, so it's appropriate. But like, I bought tank tops, I bought shorts. And were they in a smaller size? Yes, quite. But it had nothing to do with that. It had everything to do with the confidence that I have gained in doing this and taking a chance on myself. That's all it was. And you took a chance on me. Don't, I'm going to get all emotional, but like,
that's
you
okay.
Took a chance on me. Like, when I couldn't take a chance on myself, somebody else took a chance on me, and it really worked. It really worked. So
better like, than you even ever pictured.
Yes. And like, I am having more fun. My relationships are going better because like, I have stopped tolerating things that don't make me happy.
Can you talk a little bit more about that, not tolerating things? Because I mean, that's one of the biggest growth places that I've seen with you in the last 6 months.
Yeah. So I had a really bad habit of letting everyone in my life walk all over me. My boss, my family. And I don't. Which was really hard for me because I discovered this in one of our sessions. Like, when my dad passed away, my life stood still. Like, I stopped living. I stopped existing. I was no longer a person. I was just a vessel that was here to do things for others. I wasn't doing anything for myself. I wasn't, you know, I know it's going to sound silly, but like, I wanted this tattoo, and I know it's nerdy, but I've wanted this tattoo for 20 years, and I just didn't do it because I was worried about what everyone was going to think and all this and everything. And it's something, it has brought me so much pleasure just to have it. And I did it because I wanted to. That is like one of the first things in 20 plus years that I have done because I wanted to. Not because somebody, yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was going to say, not because somebody else told you to or thought you should, but because, hey, I like this thing. I like Jurassic Park. For those of you that can't see video, if we're only doing audio, she's got this Jurassic Park sleeve that is just amazing.
I love it. And I don't know. I just, this program has affected so much, and I cannot express how much you should do this. If you're listening to this, even just take a chance on yourself, do it, because you need to live your life for you. And it took sitting down and listening and taking a chance to myself to realize I deserve to have a life. Yeah, it's exciting.
It is. And who knew going into this when you were just going to like work on your emotional eating?
Yeah.
Who knew that this was going to be the outcome? Because it's not just about the food.
No, it's not. It's not. It's about everything. Just realizing and recognizing what your emotions control so much. And I know, obviously, people listening to this are going to be like, duh. But until you sit down and write them out or do the exercises in the programs with the circles and not being able to focus on anything, and it just, you realize how much your emotions play into every aspect in your life. It's a lot.
It is a lot. And then when we realize how much control they have, or how much they influence things, and how much our thoughts influence things, then we can really take a look at it and be like, oh, this isn't working in my life. I don't like where I'm at right now. I don't like how I'm feeling. Oh, I've got the power to do something about that.
Yes. Yeah. And like when I try to explain to people, especially my family, like about the eating, oh, eat this. I don't want to. I'm not hungry right now. Like, trying to explain to other grownups that I am an adult and I don't need to eat when I'm not hungry. Like, I just re-listened to an episode about eating when your time schedule says, because you're used to eating at that time. I have found, like today, I wasn't hungry until 3 p.m. So what did I do at 3 p.m.? I ate something small. That's all I wanted. Like, that's all I wanted. So that's all I ate. I leave food on my plate and it's okay. And I have cut my, not because of the weight loss, not because like, I just want to.
Not because somebody says that she needs to cut the portions, not because you think you need to cut the portions to cut your calories, but because you just are not hungry for that amount of food.
And if I want it later, I'll eat it. And if I don't, then I will eat it the next day, or my roommate will eat it. Like, it's not, I don't know. That has been one of the biggest things, is the not finishing my plate and not feeling guilty because I didn't finish my plate. That one was really hard for me because ever since I was young, that has been, you know, drilled in my brain. You don't leave until you finish your plate. That creates a lot of unhealthy expectations, especially for a kid.
Yep. Yeah. And you were a diehard member of the Clean Plate Club.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
And you have since turned in your membership card and you're not going.
Yes. Clean. No, I'm not. And I just, even my fiance, she says, I don't have to eat this because I'm not hungry. I'm like,
yep.
No, you don't. So I just trying to explain it out loud to other people, they genuinely usually look at me like I'm a crazy person first before I'm like, let me explain like what we've talked about and what you've talked about in some of your messages. Like, when you are born, when you cry, what do you get?
Boob or a bottle.
Yep. It's not unrealistic that you have these people have these unrealistic and unhealthy attachments to food when that's the first thing you get when you're born. creates a lot of unhealthy issues. It can.
When the messaging starts to flip that it's not okay, then we have these mixed messages of like, oh, but this is what I've been doing up until now. Right. And it works. And now you're telling me not to do it anymore?
Yeah, it's very confusing.
It is. Especially for like little kids, because that's when we're talking about. It's like, yeah. This happens when we're like 3.
Yes. Yep. And it is, I am 33, and it has taken me 30 years to, I don't know, realize the amount of damage that can be done. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. It's crazy for me to think about, like, something as simple as taking a chance on myself has led me, I am happier. I am sleeping at night. I have the courage to change my career. Like, these are all huge, huge things. And I don't know if I know that I would not have done them. I would have just kept taking it, and I would have just been miserable. I would still be emotionally eating.
Mm-hmm. And beating yourself up out for it and feeling guilty.
Yes. Yes. Now, so this is going to be silly probably, but I'm gonna tell you anyway. I never in my life would have gone into like a cookie store, because like I am plus size. In my head, everyone would have been staring at me. Oh, of course, the fat girl's in here. But this weekend, I went in to a Crumble and I bought cookies for my fiance and I. And I could have sat there, and they were delicious, by the way. I could have sat there and ate all of them and made myself miserable, sick. And before this program, I probably would have, because I would have been so anxious about going in there. I mean, I would probably ordered online, but I went in there and took them home, forgot about them in the car, because it just wasn't the first thing on my mind. Like, I was so excited because my fiance and I, we had a good day and it was exciting and we did all this cool stuff together. And then we shared a cookie and that was it. And it was so good. And there's still a partial box of them, because I had the little bit that I wanted. And that was it. And nobody stared at me. Nobody was like, look at this chunky girl with her arms out. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's just really good. Everything's just been really good.
Yay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to share?
I just want to go back to, if there's anyone listening and you are hesitant, just do it. Like, nobody is going to believe in yourself more than Sabrina. And nobody, like, this has changed my entire life. And if you don't take a chance on you, nobody else will. And that's sad. But like, you have to believe in yourself and give yourself a chance, because this is your life. You only get one. And if something, and it obviously it's not going to be simple, it's going to be hard, and you're going to learn a lot of things, and you're probably going to hurt your own feelings, but it gets better. And if you just work through it and listen and do the things that she says, you're going to realize a lot of things about yourself and you're going to feel better. It might hurt for a little bit, but you're going to feel good at the end. Trust me. Like, you're going to feel good. It's good. And it, like, I've allowed myself to heal, and I'm still obviously still healing, but I just take a chance on yourself. If I can do it, you can do it.
I just appreciate you so much, Whitney.
I appreciate you, but I decided that I was just going to go all in, and I did. And I'm so glad that I did. If you're skeptical, so was I. If you're unsure, so was I. Mm-hmm. But
you had every reason to back out.
Yeah.
Looking at just the things that you've gone through in the 3 months that we were working together, you had every reason to not show up to calls. You had every reason not to do the 10-15 minute audio lesson.
I did them. I went back to them. If I was having a bad day, like, re-listen to them. Like, do the journal. Do the journal. If anyone's going to do this program, do the journal. Because that is the most telling thing, is the journaling. Because anyone can sit there and say, oh yeah, I probably emotionally eat. But until you put it on paper, do the paper things. Do the little challenges that she has you do. Do them. Because you will learn. Do it. Just do it.
Do it scared. Do it when you don't want to do it. Do it for yourself.
Like today, going to the interviews, I was anxious. I was second guessing myself. I was thinking of it like, I'm going to go to this coffee shop and I'm going to get a donut because I'm so anxious. Well, when I got there, I ordered my regular coffee and I had listened to part of your podcast and I was like, what are you doing? Are you hungry? No, you had breakfast. Do you still want that donut? Let's breathe a little bit. Popped a piece of gum in my mouth, drank my coffee, and I was fine. I was fine. So if you need the extra encouragement, the podcast is always there too.
It is. I love doing it.
It is. It's good. I made my sister listen to it all the way to Iowa City the other day.
I hope she appreciated it.
She needs some of the love too.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your experience, not only with me, but anybody else who's out there listening.
Yeah. And if anyone's hesitant, you can message me. I'm a nice girl.
She won't bite.
I won't, but I'm going to tell you the same thing. Just do it. Mm-hmm. Take a chance on yourself. You deserve it.
And I'm just going to echo that. You deserve it.
Thank you. I cannot thank you enough. There are no words to thank you. You gave me my life back. And I gave myself my life back. But
you
gave me the opportunity. You gave me the tools in which to give myself my life back.
I was your fairy godmother.
Yes.
Who opened the doors, sprinkled some fairy dust. You did the rest.
And I will never go back. I'm so happy. That is the biggest compliment. I was in a wedding and everyone just kept telling me that, like, obviously I looked beautiful because I was, but everyone just kept saying, you look so happy. And in that moment, I realized I would rather be happy than be told. Obviously I like every girl likes being like, oh, you look so nice today. But hearing someone tell me how happy I look, and it was like all around, oh my gosh, you look so happy. You look really happy. Isn't that just what everyone wants? Just to be happy?
Yeah. What a compliment. Because it's one thing when you feel it on the inside, but then when other people see it enough that they're like, I'm going to say something.
Yeah. I'm just exuding happiness, apparently. And it is fantastic.
I wanted to share Whitney's story with you in hopes that you can see what could be possible for you. Can I guarantee you will have the same results? No, because you're not the same person. What I do know is that working with me, allowing me to hold on to that hope for you and see what's on the other side until you can see it for yourself, will bring about change for you. Because when we do that, when we begin to change your thoughts and beliefs, the real magic starts to unfold. Because you're taking back your power. Speaking of power, it is time for you to take your power back away from food and the guilt and the shame around your emotional eating. Before we say farewell today, I want to share a bit more about the emotional eating revolution. The next session begins February 1st. So if you're listening to this in real time, you can still join us. And if you happen to be finding this after January of 2023, don't worry, there will be future offerings. Probably come summer. The Emotional Eating Revolution is a 12-week online training for busy women who want to end their struggle with emotional eating so they can have a positive relationship with food, eat guilt-free, and finally look and feel like they have their shit together. It's an intimate program where we work to let go of the guilt and learn to listen to your body and honor what it needs and wants. Now, there's no denying that getting to freedom around food includes many ups and downs. And thankfully, I'm an expert at breaking down each individual part and making it work in your life. I've created the program in such a way that you can't possibly fail. As long as you follow the steps, you will feel at peace around food. Now, does this sound like you? I'm doing good one day, then blowing it the next, starting over and over and over. I binge on sweets and have no self-control. I eat when I'm bored, when I'm sad, when I'm lonely. I just eat and eat. I can't control these cravings. I get it, friend. I struggled years with my emotional eating, binges, and late-night snacks. My husband would be out for the evening, and I'd devour an entire stuffed crust pizza. The shame and embarrassment would set in, and I'd quickly hide the pizza box under other garbage, hoping and praying he wouldn't see it. There is hope. I learned emotional eating is something we all do, and I didn't need to feel bad about it. Now I teach other professional women how to end their struggle with emotional eating so they can have a positive relationship with food, eat guilt-free, and finally look and feel like they have their shit together. Like I said, a key component of this program is the 12 weekly group calls and the 2 individual calls if you join and pay in full. That's like the icing on the cake. It brings it all together. And the substance, the cake, the pieces that come together to end your struggle with emotional eating are the 8 modules. Why diets have failed you, eat foods you enjoy, mindfulness in eating, perfectionism, change your habits, messages from your body, control cravings, and the willpower myth busting module. In addition to these 8 modules, you'll also get access right away to my guide to nighttime eating. Did you know that there are 5 types of nighttime eating? I go through each of these and what you can do about it. You'll also get access to the hunger fullness scale, which is your key to noticing your hunger and preventing eating to the point of discomfort. And if you want more information on the emotional eating revolution, are ready to sign up, there's a link in the show notes for you. If you aren't sure if the revolution is right for you, let's get on a video chat. You'll get to meet me, ask your questions, and then decide if this is what you want right now. I hope to see you inside the revolution. And until next week, friend, I wish you all the best.